The morning sun cast a golden light across the sprawling Mediterranean-style mansion in San Marino, just outside Pasadena. The tower's estate sat on 3 acres of immaculately landscaped grounds, with views stretching toward the San Gabriel Mountains. In the kitchen, the morning buzzed with quiet efficiency as household staff prepared breakfast. Mary Towers, at 52, was impeccably dressed even at 6:30 a.m., her auburn hair perfectly styled. Her tailored cream blazer and silk blouse suggested someone who never had an off-camera moment. She stood at the kitchen island reviewing notes for her morning broadcast. Patricia, the longtime housekeeper in her 60s, approached gently. Mrs. Towers, your car will be ready in 15 minutes. Thank you, Patricia. Has Robert come down yet? Mary asked. Mr. Towers left an hour ago. He had an early meeting with the distributors from Northern California. Mary sighed, making a note on her phone. Of course he did, she muttered to herself. Alice Towers, 28, breezed into the kitchen, her engagement ring catching the morning light. She wore workout clothes from an exclusive boutique, her dark hair pulled back in a sleek ponytail. Morning, Mom. Just finished my run. Is Dad still here? He left early. Alice, we need to talk about the wedding venue. Your father and I received the proposal from the Langham, and... Mom, I told you, Alice interrupted. James and I want something more intimate. Not some massive hotel ballroom. Mary set down her coffee cup with deliberate care. Darling, your father has business relationships to consider. Half of California's wine and spirits industry will expect invitations. This isn't just a wedding, it's... It's my wedding, Alice said sharply. James and I are paying for half of it ourselves. We want the botanical gardens. 300 guests maximum. Elegant, sophisticated, personal. The tension hung in the air. Before Mary could respond, Sophia Towers, 25, entered, scrolling through her phone. She wore a vintage band t-shirt and ripped jeans, a deliberate rejection of the family's country club aesthetic. Oh good, you two are fighting about the wedding again, Sophia said. It's been almost 12 hours since the last argument. I was getting worried. Sophia, this doesn't concern you, Mary replied coolly. Everything in this family concerns everyone. That's the problem. Sophia paused. For what it's worth, Alice, the botanical gardens sound beautiful. Authentic. Not like a corporate shareholders meeting disguised as a celebration of love. Mary's jaw tightened. Your sister is getting married to a wonderful man from an excellent family. This wedding will be a performance. Sophia interrupted. A networking opportunity? A chance to remind everyone that the Towers family has arrived. That's enough. Some of us have actual responsibilities. I have a broadcast in 90 minutes, Alice has a deposition at 9, and you? Mary paused, collecting herself. You should be heading to school. Sophia gave a mock salute and left through the back door. Alice waited until her sister was gone before speaking quietly. Mom, I love you and Dad. I appreciate everything you've done for me. But this is my marriage, my life. James and I need this to be about us, not about business or image or impressing Dad's associates. Mary studied her oldest daughter, seeing perhaps too much of herself. Let me talk to your father. But Alice, you need to understand, everything we built, everything we have, it requires maintenance. Relationships, reputation, respect. Your wedding is part of that ecosystem. I'm not part of an ecosystem, Mom. I'm your daughter. The words hung between them. Patricia announced that Mary's car was ready. Mary gathered her materials and kissed Alice on the cheek. We'll talk about this later. After Mary left, Alice stood alone in the kitchen, her expression troubled.